Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chicken Bigby Bait Ball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
All right, it is 8:06. On this Tuesday, July 20th. Well, it's not 8:06. 8:06 here in Tampa.
That's right.
7:06 in Arkansas. I apologize again. I continue to do that. Raj. Alex Golis just sat down beside us on the On Three.
Put the camera on.
Where's Trey?
Trey's acting very inconspicuous here. He's just...
They're acting like they don't know each other. You know what? Yeah. This is a scene from The Godfather when Michael finally found out that Fredo had been with Johnny Ola.
They are literally 4 or 5 feet away from each other. And, I just took the picture,
Oh, we got to post that.
It is so funny. I thought
you would be the
coach. we're going to have, even though we're here at SEC Media Days, we're going to have Rick Schaefer here in a second. Uh-huh. And then we're going to have John Daly, as always. And then John looks like may make the trip back here Thursday. Surprise to everybody here. Nobody's going to know that he's going to be here, hopefully.
If you tell them, then they will.
Yeah, that's okay. Nobody's listening here. But for our folks back in Arkansas, it will be, if that happens, it will be fun. All right, let's bring in our man Rick Schaefer.
Bring it on in, Ricky Rick. Here we go in three. Soon, soon.
Listen, mister.
Rick Schaefer on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Edwards Food Giant. Edwards Food Giant, the meat people.
Good morning, Mr. Schaefer.
Wow, what a morning. It's not just David and Roger. It's Randy Rainwater. I don't know if he and I have ever been on together in the morning.
How about that?
Trey Shack.
Never. Yeah. Never.
All we got to do is get Emmy, and we'll have the entire afternoon show on.
I love the fact that Rick... They were talking a moment ago. Rod started off by saying, what a great interview you had yesterday.
I did not say that. I said, what a great show. I said, Sankey was on Schaefer's show.
He said on Schaefer's show. I thought it was a great interview you did yesterday with
Randy?
Oh, my gosh. Randy has been doing this for 900 years, and I've just been his partner for a little of that. Gee.
Well, no, you did, Rick. They were complimentary of the. They said it was more enjoyable than his 50-minute speech yesterday. He's more engaging in back and forth interviews than he is
in a one-on-one setting.
Yeah, 50-minute speech. It is what it is, you know.
And for whatever reason, he likes Randy. Now he might like a lot of people, but Randy's interviews with Sankey are always good because you hear his personality, and it's almost like he's enjoying that conversation, and you got to like people to have an interview like that. So for some reason, he and Randy have hit it off, and it's obvious in their interviews. It's really nice. I was thinking this morning, though, guys. No, go ahead, Randy.
Well, no, I was going to say I was disappointed that he didn't point out the fact that I didn't ask him about expansion, because I've only asked you about that for 20 years now.
Yeah.
Every time. Okay, great. What about expansion? I didn't ask that. I figured he'd get insulted because I didn't ask him. But anyway.
You know, I missed on the Cubs in 2008, but they did win in 2016. You missed on expansion for years, and then they finally expanded. So, you know, you got to give you credit. You hung in there on that. You know, I was thinking about the SEC Media Days. I'm wondering... my first year at Arkansas was the 1976 football season.
Right.
If you can believe that. That's a long time ago.
Yep.
I'm thinking at Southwest Conference Media Days.
Yep.
And the conference tour that they did at the time.
Yeah.
And SEC Media Days, I wonder how many coaches have coached at the different schools since then. That was Coach Broyles last year as head football coach at Arkansas. Darryl Royal was still at Texas. Bear Bryant was still at Alabama. You know, you think of the great coaches that were there then, And how many coaches since then, and how many coaches today last at their schools like Coach Broyles, Darryl Royal, or Bear Bryant did? Vince Dooley at Georgia, it just doesn't happen anymore.
No, it's very, very rare. Did you know this is the 50th anniversary, Rick, of Frank Broyles and Darryl Royal coaching their last game?
Yeah,
It was against each other. How about that, Roger? Yeah, it's the last time.
I remember.
This is the 50th anniversary of that game, and it was. I did not know that it was the last game that both of them had coached.
Yep.
In college football, and they did it against each other.
I remember it well.
Yeah. Well, here's Coach Broyles knew that was going to be his last. 76 was going to be his last year, and started off well, 5-1-1. Then Ron Calcagni got hurt, and as much as we love Houston Nutt, he got put into that position to be the starting quarterback, and there were a couple of good offensive games like SMU. Arkansas scored 31 points, but they lost. So Coach Broyles had already made up his mind he was going to leave. So he and Royal were best friends. They were tight as can be. So Broyles called Darryl Royal, I think the week, I don't know if it was the week they played or the week before that, and Darryl Royal said, "Frank, you just need to know I'm hanging him up. Our game's my last game." And Coach Broyles says, "You can't do that." He said, "I'm retiring, and college football needs you. They need that. You need your integrity." So it turns out that they both had already made that decision.
Yeah, about that.
So Coach Broyles told Orville Henry, and Orville Henry got leads usually on just about every big story. And so Arkansas, on a Thursday night, the football game was on a Saturday. They moved it to December, kind of like the 69 game, thinking it would be a big game. Because both teams were really good in 75.
Right.
Tied for the conference championship. Arkansas went to the Cotton Bowl. So they moved the game again to December. Turned out it was, Texas had a similar record. They had not a great year either. So on Thursday night before that game, Arkansas played basketball at Southwest Missouri State, dedicating their arena. Eddie Sutton, I guess, was buddies with somebody up there. So they went up there and dedicated their arena. Arkansas won by 1 point. Jim Counts hit a couple free throws at the end and won the game by a point. When we got back, because we bussed, it's only 2 hours away. We bussed. We get back. It was online. AP had broken that Orville broke the story that this was going to be Coach Broyles' last game. And, and I'm sitting there, Butch Henry, who was the sports information director, was advancing the game in Texas. Back then you did that. You'd go in advance, and you'd go to all the TV stations and talk about your team and about the game coming up, because you didn't have all the social media and stuff you have now. And so he was already in Austin. And so there I am, my first year, I'm assistant sports information director, and everybody's calling me at midnight. Is Coach Broyles retiring? Is Coach Broyles going? He did. That was an interesting story. So Saturday, of course, was their last game against each other. Texas won the game. There was at one point the clock malfunctioned. They lost about 5 minutes on the clock, and both coaches agreed, "Oh, that's okay. Just go ahead and play without the 5 minutes." The other thing that happened in that game was Coach Broyles was aware of the rushing statistics in the Southwest Conference. And Ben Cowens had a chance to lead the league in rushing and become a 1,000-yard rusher. So late in the game, even though the Hogs were trailing by maybe a couple touchdowns, he kept giving the ball to Ben Cowens. And Cowens ended up leading the SWC in rushing because of that.
Didn't know that.
The kind of coach Coach Broyles was. He wanted that for his individual player. And Cowens ended up rushing for over 1,000 yards 3 times, and he wouldn't have done it if Coach hadn't kept giving him the ball that night. So there's a lot of stuff about the last game. How's that?
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, I don't even know if I told Roger that. That part of that was obviously there's a, for Touchdown Club, I was looking at interesting connections there. And but first, let's bring in our man Justin Moore. JM, are you there? Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Great to have you.
J.M.
We got Double R here, Justin.
Yes, sir.
We got Trey Shepp.
I want to sound like Justin Moore. I'm going to start singing like Justin Moore.
Sing like Justin Moore. He's too good.
Think about this, Roger. You're right, Justin, that we have never had. We have just merged the two shows, the bookend shows on the station.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever done this before where we've had Double R and Rick. Of course, Rick's every Tuesday, brought to you by Edwards Food Giant, by the way, so we appreciate them. Yeah.
The other thing, Justin, I don't know if you saw it, and I don't know if you're familiar with this name, but we're going to let Rick give us his thoughts on the great Jim Lindsay, who passed away yesterday at age 81. And, Justin, from my perspective as a younger Razorback, I got up there, and I'd heard about this former player named Jim Lindsay, and I just remember he was a businessman. He'd been in the NFL, really good guy. He made good investments, and, you know, now, obviously, over the last 30, 40 years, Lindsay, you know, properties and all the apartment complexes and golf tournaments. But now what we're hearing more and more, Rick, and I was going to let you share this, is the kind of person he was and the kind of giver he was. And besides being a team captain on the national championship team, he was just the greatest person off the field as he was on.
Well, he was a very generous human being, and he loved Coach Broyles. There were, when Jim got his bonus for the Minnesota Vikings, and I think I told Lilla this on Drive Time, yesterday, that was back during the AFL-NFL war. So these guys were getting more money than they'd been used to because they were fighting, the leagues were fighting each other for players. So Jim got a nice bonus from the Vikings to sign with them. And there was an attorney at the time named E.J. Ball, and he later was president of the Razorback Foundation and very instrumental in a lot of the finances in the athletic department and Coach Broyles personally. And so between E.J. Ball and Coach Broyles, they both told him, Northwest Arkansas is going to grow. And so invest in land, because at some point there ain't going to be any land. Buy land. At that time, and I can remember this distinctly when I told you when I came to Fayetteville, it's been a long time ago, there was a distinct gap between Fayetteville and Springdale. And there were big rivals in football and kind of in towns and who did the best. And Springdale was the poultry center, and University of Arkansas was in Fayetteville. And they probably both looked down at each other, except for the Razorbacks. But there was you could drive 2 or 3 miles between Fayetteville and Springdale on what is now Business 71, and there wasn't anything. Right. So Jim Lindsay brought this huge plot of land between Fayetteville, just on the edge of Fayetteville, right before you get to Springdale, and his dad thought he was nuts. And later, that was where they built the Northwest Arkansas Mall. And so yeah. Jim made a lot of money out of that, and then he just kept buying land and kept buying land and kept buying land, so that when his career was over and he started Lindsay and Associates, he had such a head start on every realtor in Northwest Arkansas,
yeah.
And to this day, they are a giant company. In the meantime, he didn't just keep those profits and put it in his pocket. You would have never known that Jim Lindsay had any wealth whatsoever. Never dressed up, just a common guy, and evidently gave and gave and gave. I know he was on the Salvation Army board for years. Ray Tucker told the story yesterday of how he raised money for the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. But he just quietly, if somebody had a need, especially those who worked for Lindsay, he would help them out of his own pocket. And then anytime Coach Broyles had a need, he answered. I can remember when, for the practice field, which at that time was just next to Barnhill Arena. That's where you used to practice, David. And they needed a fence. They needed one of the kind of the wrought iron fence, which is more expensive than the wood fences, and called Jim Lindsay, and the next week it was built. And Houston Nutt tells the story of when he'd go in and ask Coach Broyles for something as he was leaving. He'd hear Coach Broyles say, Danita, get Jim Lindsay on the phone for me. And the next thing you know, whatever Houston had asked for, got done. And as you well know, when they built the museum in the Broyles Center, Jim Lindsay and Jerry Jones basically paid for that, and that's why the statue of the two of them, I don't know where that statue is today.
It's sticking in a closet somewhere. Let me bring it to Justin. I don't know, and Roger, I know we discussed this on the show. That's why hearing all this about Jim Lindsay now, you understand the controversy about the U of A not offering the Lindsay kid out of Fayetteville a scholarship. And it's
that
my belief.
Totally stupid.
Yeah,
awful,
I just
bad mistake.
You know, when you have a guy that's on the national championship team, and he's given and given, and he's a prominent person, with the athletic program, you give the kid, the grandson, the scholarship. I don't care if he doesn't start, you give it to him. The guy's given back for 50 years.
find a place for him on the deal. And you know,
and don't the kids start at Minnesota?
Yes, he starts at Minnesota.
Yeah, as a redshirt freshman.
Yeah. I mean,
as a redshirt freshman.
And yeah. I just,
he's good.
I get you. Yeah, I get
and
it.
And he doesn't throw interceptions.
Right,
he doesn't throw interceptions.
So here's
Arkansas threw lots of them last year.
Let me finish. So I get it that I get it that he didn't fit maybe the offense or whatever the style is. It's still, you make the offer. You give him, you say, yeah, we want you here. Don't know if you're going to start now, but we're giving you the scholarship. We're going to get, I mean, that's what, if there's anybody that's ever played up there, you know, he's the guy that would deserve to get one.
But don't you remember how those people gave the administration, the coaching staff, such flack when Jerry Jones's grandson, though, Stephen's son, ends up getting a scholarship at Arkansas?
Yeah.
All because of favoritism.
Yeah.
All because of the last name.
You know what? I don't have a problem with that. Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. I don't.
I would not have had a problem with Greg Lindsay getting a scholarship. This kid was
a pretty good quarterback. I'm not saying that Jones' son was a good high school quarterback. I don't think he was as good as the Lindsay kid is playing
right now. I think Lindsay deserved a scholarship regardless.
And I'm generally not the type to say, well, hey, we're going to do that. But with that kind of deal, you know.
Bama do that with pageant winners?
Can we say one more time? He doesn't throw interceptions. Do you think Arkansas might have won more games last year if they didn't throw interceptions?
You can say who
fits the style and everything else. He is not a turnover type quarterback. And so anyway, by now, and you think about it, with the change, and maybe he would have played, I don't know, but with the change, and you're sitting there with two quarterbacks every day, Trey Biddy tells us, I don't know about the quarterback. What if Drake Lindsay was there and he had played some last year? You think you'd feel better about the quarterback? But nonetheless, and let me just say this also, John David's a good friend of mine, and Lindy Lindsay's a good friend of mine, so it's John David's son, and he's been very supportive. He said, Drake is very happy at Minnesota.
Yeah.
He loves the coaches there. They do understand that God is involved in everything that they do, and that's why he's there. And to the Lindsay's credit, they have not pulled any of their support to the athletic department. I don't think they've increased it, but they haven't pulled it.
Yeah.
And so, were his feelings hurt? Yeah, deeply. So anyway, that's another subject for another day. You guys are talking to coaches. What I was thinking also is all these coaches, they change. I was saying how many coaches since 1976. You got four new ones this year. And you know what? In two or three years, you'll have four new ones. And then you'll have four more new ones. And they keep changing. But how about a guy like Will Stein, who yesterday Randy said, man, I love this guy. He's really exciting, saying that Kentucky's going to win because of him.
Yeah, yeah.
Ever heard a coach say that?
Yeah.
Now, Cignetti said he's a winner. I guess maybe he's getting in the same track. And Kentucky is just like Arkansas. If they think Kentucky can win, why can't Arkansas?
Yeah, it's. I don't know if Justin, if you know much about Will Stein. He was a Broyles Award finalist in Oregon. He's a sharp guy. Yeah, he's a sharp guy, good offensive mind, and I forgot, to be honest with you, I do want to thank Edwards Food Giant for sponsoring Rick, too. I'd forgotten that Stoops had been in this league longer than Kirby Smart as the head coach. He was on his 13th year at Kentucky, but just could not get over the hump. So I think that was probably an understandable move to try to get somebody else. But no, that Stein had not been on anybody's radar because he had not been a head coach. And so I don't blame Kentucky for rolling the dice and seeing he's young. He's an offensive mind, so I don't think that's a bad idea at all.
But we'll see. And in 3 years, they'll either love him or fire him.
Of course, too, I was talking about yesterday or today, we have Clark Lee, the coach from Vanderbilt. You know, his first year, he goes 2-10. Second year, 5-7. Goes back to 2-10 the third year. So you're thinking he's not going to make it. All of a sudden, boom, he goes 7-6. And then last year, they go 10-3. And so that's a pretty remarkable job. That's a hard place to win. And then coming in today,
he hired a head coach and a team.
Yeah, that's right.
From a university. not to discredit him, but I guess I am.
smart move. We'll see. Justin was talking. He got the number one quarterback recruit right in the South. I don't know if they paid for him or what, but they got the top rated five star.
Wow.
Well, I mean, I'm sure they paid him. I just don't know if that was the determining factor as why they got him. Also, Shane Beamer is here today. There's some heat on Shane Beamer. You know, if you go back and look at his record, you know, he sort of did what Bielema did. Not Bielema, but Sam, and both of them. You had a 9-win season, so you think, oh, this thing's turning. Then you sort of start taking some steps back, and so there's some pressure on him. He'll be here today. Just had Alex Golish right beside our man Trey Schaap. They both stared at each other.
Yeah, they waved at each other.
They gave each other a stare down.
Stare down?
We
Trey
did not
Schaap
stare
is staring down Golish?
No.
Hey,
no.
Trey, did you get a
chance? I love how
Basil
likes to stir the pot.
Hey, yeah, Trey, are you going to ask him Trey Biddy's question?
No, I'm not going to ask him if he thinks in Russian.
Well, he was speaking Russian a moment ago to On Three.
No.
I heard him.
No.
Yeah.
Was
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he was speaking Russian,
really?
Rick. I couldn't understand. I could not understand a word he was saying. He said, "I'm thinking in Russian, and now I'm speaking in Russian."
Maybe that's what happened. He agreed to be the Arkansas coach in Russian, but not in English.
Did he say "Das Vidanya" when he left?
Okay, very nice. So listen to this real quick. Listen to the winning numbers of Kirby Smart as a head coach. So his first year, he wins 8. Second year, he wins, the national championship. He wins 13, 11, 12, 8, 14, 15, 13, 11, 12. So in the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the last 5 years, he wins 14 games, 15 games, 13 games, 11 games, and 12 games. Good Lord of mercy.
He's a great coach, yeah.
He is, and they got great
players.
But he's
got great resources.
That's right. They got 8. Justin, I don't know if you knew this, but Roger Sherman said they've got 8 returning starters on defense in a time and place.
Oh, my
good grief.
Where you don't get many that many. They got 8, you know, All-American.
Yeah, you think they're going to be on defense?
And they got a great quarterback.
How many of them have speeding tickets?
Oh, I know they do that very well.
League record.
Yeah, they do that very well. And then they got Gunnar Stockton. I think that's the name. You know, experienced
Gunner.
Quarterback. So they're going to be. You know, we get them at 11 o'clock on the third week.
Third week, right after Utah.
Yeah. Rick, all right, buddy, got to let you go. Thanks to Edwards Food Giant, and appreciate your comments about Jim Lindsay. And Randy is second 14-hour day today. How about that? What's that double? That's double R's doing that, man. Look at him.
Good job, Randy. Way to go.
Got to get ready, babe. Got to get ready.
Proud
get
of double
face
R.
On, babe.
And Schaap doing 14 hours, too. All right, Rick. Thanks, buddy. Wow. Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a super Tuesday down there.
Thanks, Rick. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks to Edwards Food Giant again. John Daly coming up here next. Don't go away.
Well, she looked at me.
Zone Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by Jim's Razorback Pizza with 2 locations, Highway 10 past Tabor Loop and just off the Morgan Mall Mail exit.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas basketball scheduled another marquee matchup for the 2026-2027 season yesterday. They'll play Indiana at Madison Square Garden on November 17th as part of the Bad Boy Mower Series. The Razorbacks have played the Hoosiers 5 times previously with a 3-2 record. Indiana joins North Carolina, Michigan State, and Arizona as other big-time non-conference matchups so far. SEC Media Days continue today with Georgia, Auburn, Vanderbilt, and South Carolina taking the main stage. Stay tuned to The Buzz for updates. Coverage is brought to you thanks to First Security Bank, Kaufman by Design, Blackman Auctions, UAMS, Bet Saracen, and the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery. And the Arkansas Travelers return to action against the Tulsa Drillers at Dickey Stevens Park tonight with first pitch set for 6:35. Coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
10 Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin and Phil will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Brought to you by 10 Fitness. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Extreme hot weather again today. Little Rock expecting a high of 102. Heat index value easily over 110 this afternoon. Stay safe, stay cool, stay inside, and stay drinking water as well for today. Tonight, a 20% chance of a shower thunderstorm as a cool front moves through. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Justin Acri for The Zone coming up on the Tuesday edition. We are on the road for the first of four times this week. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Tuesday, we're going to be in Royal, Arkansas, hanging out with our friends down there at Royal Windows and Royal Home Improvement. So if you need to upgrade your home, listen in. We'll tell you how. Also, the Red White Report brought to you by our friends at UAMS Ortho Now. We'll be checking them out a little bit later in the week. Eli Craner, Susan Irwin-Prowse, and a whole lot more. It's where sports and entertainment come crashing together.
Hey, it's David Basil with Morning Mayhem for my good friends at Baptist Health. You know, in sports, we talk about the best ability being availability. You can't help the team if you're on the sidelines. The same goes for your life outside the stadium. Baptist Health is all about keeping you in the game. That starts with the screenings we often put off, like colonoscopies and prostate exams. Now, I get it. Nobody wants to schedule these, but at Baptist Health, they make it simple. They aren't just looking for problems. They're looking for peace of mind. Catching things early isn't just a win, it's the ultimate game changer for you and your family. And if you ever do need a procedure, Baptist Health is leading the way with the new Da Vinci 5 robotic surgical system. It's the latest in surgical precision, meaning smaller incisions, less pain, and most importantly, a much faster recovery. It's world-class healthcare delivered with a servant's heart right here in Arkansas. Don't wait for a symptom to be your wake-up call. Visit Baptist-Health.com today to schedule your screening. You'll be so glad you did. Baptist Health, for you for life.
Edwards Food Giant presents Razorback basketball color analyst and Drop Time Sports co-host Rick Schaefer on Morning Mayhem. Rick joins the guys each week to talk Razorback sports and whatever else might come to mind. Brought to you by Edwards Food Giant, the meat people.
Every week, tens of thousands of public school students nationwide attend free LifeWise Bible classes during school hours. This opportunity is now available to students at select schools in Benton, Bryant, Bauxite, Greenbrier, and Academics Plus. Enrollment is open for LifeWise Academy. With parent permission, students attend off-campus classes 1 hour per week to receive Bible-based character education as part of their school day. To learn more or enroll, find your school at LifeWise.org. LifeWise.org.
You work out, but you walk the same route. You go to the old, never-changing club with old machines and same routines.
You need the excitement and variety of the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. People will witness the fitness.
Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Washita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in Hot Springs.
Want to see our beautiful faces? Catch Morning Mayhem streaming live every day on YouTube, X, and Facebook. Just search 1037 The Buzz.
All right, it is 7:33 Central Time, 8:33 Eastern Time here in Tampa. At the Marriott downtown, I think it's on Water Street. Really beautiful facility down here. Canals are great. Weather's great. A little muggy, a little warm, but it's beautiful down here.
Yeah, but storm's out of your way. It's not even
yeah, it
fluffy.
Is.
Yeah, you're
that's,
good to
that's
go.
That's right. Yeah, it's go, been yeah. It's really beautiful down here.
Yeah.
This is day two. Great to have Double R and Trey Shep with us.
Uh-huh.
Let me know, Roger, do we have – and we also have Justin Moore on with us as well. So let me know if we have Daly. Is he there?
What'd you say, Justin?
I love you, buddy.
I love you, too.
Love you, buddy.
We do. Daly's on. Acri's available. Whatever you want.
Okay, let's go ahead and bring in John here. Let's go ahead and get
bring
that.
John. Yeah. John, are you ready?
I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, we're coming at you right now, John.
I think I'm one.
Yeah.
Big John is the winner of two major championships. He's a national sports icon.
Turn it up a little bit.
Does it his way with no apologies. Over his decades-long career, he's raised millions of dollars for charities, including his beloved Boys and Girls Club of Garnonell and Arkansas Razorback for Life. John Daly is made possible by Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda dealership with an inventory that nobody else has. Check him out at HondaOfRussellville.com. Now, stepping off the tee box and into the mayhem, it's John Daly.
When you take the chances, time is large. Hit it hard.
Good morning, JD.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
We're doing great. Hey, we've got a show full, so we've got all over the place. We've got Roger and Christian back in the studio in Little Rock. We got Justin Moore in Poland, Arkansas, and down here at the hotel, John, we got me, we got Randy Rainwater, and Trey Schaap. So what are we, 15 minutes from your house, JD? 20 minutes from your house?
Probably 25, 30, yeah.
Yeah, not many people know, you know, when I've told people, you know, John Daly lives down here, been here for a decade. Most people don't know that. And so you came down here, I would imagine, for tax purposes years ago, and you enjoy living down here, right?
Well, I do. No, honest, family's from here, and it wasn't anything about that. It's just, you know, the wintertime, it's a great place to come. You know, our winters in Arkansas aren't the best, and down here from November to February, it's just beautiful here.
Yeah, Bill Vickery also has a place down here. Roger Scott Hamby, his place, I think, is 30 minutes south or north. I can't remember. They're down here. So, yeah, you can't beat the temperature and the weather compared to when it gets cold. And of course, John, you still have your place in Dardanelle. And we may have a surprise JD visit Thursday here. SEC Media Day, Justin, John has not had a chance to meet Coach Silverfield in person, so we're going to see if we can get that. We're going to have Coach Silverfield on the show.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
7 o'clock on Thursday, so that'll be fun. And then today I'm going to go have lunch with John and Anna and talk about some things. And it's football talking time, John. And so, when you get around all this, I mean, it reminds you, we were talking about Bill Vickery yesterday, that how much money, how much big business this is. You know, the SEC generates $1 billion a year in revenue. You're giving away $72 million a year to your 16 teams. And the commissioner yesterday said that the SEC averages in football a higher average attendance than any other sport in the world. That includes, right, Trey, the NFL. That includes the NFL, too. That means the SEC's 16 teams average 80,000 per game.
Yep.
No soccer, pro soccer, no nothing. But basketball, baseball, then the SEC. That's a pretty hefty number.
Well, you think about it. When Texas moved to the SEC,
yeah,
their road games increased in attendance because in the Big 12, you don't have many
right
stadiums that hold over 80,000 people because they play Oklahoma in Dallas every year. And so that's the only other stadium that would be comparable to an SEC stadium. Look at Kansas. Look at Colorado. Look at Iowa State. Look at UCF. There aren't big stadiums in the Big 12.
And the other thing, the reason why, TV is the reason why this conference why all college football and NFL is making so much money is that advertisers look for things, anything that can get eyeballs to a set or to a screen, and nothing does it like football. So even though the SEC has not won a national championship in 3 years, they're sort of like Jerry Jones in Dallas. They're printing money regardless. JD, too, I was going to ask, Tiger Woods is down here, too. Is he still live in this area near, or is he gone?
No, I think he's over on the east side. He's around the Jupiter area. I think he owns his own island. I was thinking about how many stadiums in the SEC hold over 100,000. Is it just Tennessee that holds?
No, it's Tennessee, okay. Texas A&M, Texas,
Alabama.
Texas.
Yeah,
it's, really? It's, okay. Yeah, I'm always thinking, they're always talking about how the Big Ten, like Michigan, Ohio State, hold the most. I just saw that Penn State added to their stadium to get over 100, I think. So that's unbelievable. I mean, it's unbelievable how much money the SEC makes. And but I didn't realize that Alabama had 100,000 now. That's unreal.
Yeah, they've had it for a while. And I'll tell you, Justin, we were talking about this yesterday, and John, so Roger's already heard us. We've already discussed it with Randy and Trey, is that, let me tell you, it is – I've been doing this now 14 years. This is my 14th year in a row of coming to this. For you guys, for Trey and Randy, it's 20 plus. But I'm going to tell you, it feels so weird to walk in here and just be irrelevant. That, you know, in the sense of these guys covering the league, they're just like, oh, hey Bass, yeah, good to see you again. Too bad you guys are going to go 2-10 this year. What I mean, they're just nothing. It's not personal, but it's just the lack of. There's no really reason. They're like, hey, they haven't been a contender very much at all, and it just sort of it's sort of sad to think, man, you know, we just, you know, we're not needing a place to even command any respect. For example, you know, if they want to make, well, hey, we want to get you on the show and talk to you about the team you got.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were talking about that great defense you got.
They don't want to do that now.
Because, you know what? There's nothing to talk about right
now. Feimdom doesn't even want you.
Yeah,
right
now. Right now we're ranked 16th in a lot of the polls, and it is what it is, and hopefully we will get better. But it's just sort of weird to see that Randy transition when you guys were going back to the Petrino years and where you were a top 10 team, and you flirted with it a little bit with Bielema and Sam, but you just couldn't be consistent. So anyway, just one of those things where it is discouraging, but you got to hope maybe sooner or later, you know, we can find a way to come out of it. I don't know. All I know is this, is that, you know, every coach that walks in here is getting paid, you know, $6 to $9 million a year. They all have a ton of money. You know, they all have a ton of resources, and you know, it's just hard to compete when you're doing that. You're competing against so much money. Today's also a JD. It's National Junk Food Day. What is John Daly's number one junk food? What's your junk food? Go to junk food.
Oh, Häagen-Dazs chocolate ice cream. Is that called junk food?
Is ice cream junk food?
Yeah,
I would think so.
I love Reese's cups. I love Oreos. The new Reese's cup Oreos have been out for a while with milk. They're delicious, and I still eat my peanut M&M's.
Yeah, I was thinking that double R, right? Double R. That's
boom.
Double R. That's his. What about you, Justin Moore? What's your junk food of choice?
I mean, any kind of cake or pie, but right now I'm liking these Reese's. They're called Reese's Take Five. It's like pretzel and this and that. It's really good. Really bad for you, but really good. I put them in the freezer.
Yeah,
and I got to do milk, like JD said.
It's now you walk.
Oh, you got to have milk. Yeah.
You walk
got
into
to.
Vitamin D milk.
That's right.
Hold them. Yep.
You walk into a convenience store now, and you got 9,000 choices that you didn't have before. Also, too, we were talking earlier about our show, JD, and we keep everything. We keep every clip. We like to make fun of ourselves. We like to laugh at things, and we say sometimes we make mistakes, if you can believe that. This is a clip from Bill Vickery. Bill has got a place down here, as we mentioned. We'll see him tonight for dinner. This is when Bill Vickery got into it with Justin Acri, and you have not heard this.
I have not. I'm ready to hear it.
So, of course, in this, Justin, this is the first time where I go, whoa.
Is it really?
Yeah, this is the first. You'll hear me do it.
The original.
So let's hit that clip, and let's see what the boys say.
Emaciated. No, but I mean, what did you mean to say?
Atrophy.
And be honest.
Well, atrophy would have been a better word, but emaciated was proper too.
No, it was. Not really emaciated.
You can refer
to someone as being emaciated, but a particular body part, that would be like saying, my pinky finger
right
is emaciated.
Exactly. You can say that.
Really? Yeah, you can be dumb. You can be dumb and say that. You can be dumb and say that. Seriously. Seriously. I mean, really? No, I mean, I'm just saying that's ignorant. It's ignorant.
Make sure you know what you're talking about.
It's called English. We speak it. Why don't you learn how to write it and say it? Honestly, it's called English. It's called English. We speak it. Why don't you try a bit? I'll get you a book. I'll get you a book on that. My toe is emaciated. My hair is emaciated.
You're not stupid. You sound. You don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I know more than you. I know that much.
You sound so dumb right now.
I know.
Pick your battles.
No, I know.
Pick your battles.
I know you're mad. I know you're mad right now. I know you're upset. I know you're mad and upset, but don't go crazy. Don't go crazy. You look emaciated.
I'm telling you, if Acri could have come over the counter.
The amount of, sorry, the laughter.
Oh, my God. Bill just kept coming with the zingers, Double R. He just kept coming with the zingers, man. John, that's what we do. We get after each other and have some fun and be silly, and it's all in good fun. All right, buddy, we'll let you go. I do want to thank Honda of Russellville for sponsoring John every week. And obviously, they're great folks not far from where John's other home is in Darnell, there in Russellville. John, I'll see you for lunch here shortly. And then also we may see you.
We hope to see you on Thursday.
On Thursday for a surprise visit with Coach.
You got it. Well, I love you guys, and let's have some faith in the Hawks, okay? Yep. Let's have some faith in the Hawks.
Here we go.
Got a boy, Johnny.
Yeah, here we go. We got to believe.
Got a boy,
believe something good's going to happen. All right, don't go away. It is 7:45.
Might seem like a way to save a few minutes, but it can cost so much more. Every time you drive faster than the posted speed limit, you're reducing your reaction time and increasing the risk for everyone on the road. In fact, more than 11,000 people were killed in speeding-related crashes across the United States in 2024. That's why, from July 10th through July 31st, law enforcement agencies across Arkansas will be taking part in the Speeding Slows You Down High Visibility Enforcement Campaign. Officers will be watching for speeding violations and issuing citations to drivers who choose to ignore the speed limit. So, give yourselves a little extra time. Slow it down and help keep Arkansas roads safe for your family, for your friends, and everyone you share the road with. This is a message from the Arkansas State Police Safety Office.
Mike Rowe here with another random fact. Those cracks on your walls aren't just cosmetic. They could mean your home is sinking. Whether it's drywall cracks, exterior cracks, or sticking doors or windows, do yourself a favor. Call Groundworks. I spent some time working with these guys, and they're the real deal. Their people are trained and certified to stabilize your foundation. Schedule a free inspection with Groundworks, the foundation and waterproofing experts.
Licensed in all states where work is performed. See website for detail.
Hi, folks. It's Chris Zender here at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep in Sherwood. And the manufacturer has stepped up, and we're going to move some vehicles. The vehicle you've been waiting for and dream of is here, but not for long. These deals end July 31st, so hurry in right now. This is the biggest sell of the summer. I've got Ram trucks up to $20,000 off, and that includes a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. I've got the all-new Grand Cherokees up to $10,000 off. We've got the new Grand Wagoneers under $60,000 starting at $59,997. And I also got the new Rams, including the 10-year 100, starting at $39,997. We're paying top dollar for your trade. So get pre-approved at FletcherCredit.com. Shop online at FletcherDeals.com. When these deals are gone, they're gone. So get down to 5922 Warden Road in Sherwood or call us at 501-834-7700.
Rodney Carrington, live on stage.
If you're single and 50, nothing out there. It's like walking up on an avocado van. There's like seven left. Five are rotten, two are suspect. You just end up leaving with an onion.
Saturday, September 19th at Saracen Casino Event Center. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.
I got crabs. Honey, it's real bad.
Don't miss Rodney Carrington.
Not the kind you eat at Joe's, but the kind to make your girlfriend mad.
Produced by Saracen Casino Resort.
Clint Turner here for Low T Center. Y'all, look, this July, Low T Center is celebrating America's 250th anniversary with a 250 for 250 event. And here's how it starts. Start with a free T test at your local Low T Center clinic. And if you start testosterone replacement therapy between July 1 and July 31 and you continue your treatment for 90 days, you'll receive a $250 account credit. That's right. They're going to put $250 back in your pocket. If you've noticed your energy isn't what it used to be, your gains have stopped at the gym, your motivation is slipping, your sex drive has disappeared, you're damn sure going to notice that. Low testosterone could be the reason, y'all. And at Low T Center, their licensed providers specialize in diagnosing and treating low testosterone with personalized treatment plans and ongoing monitoring designed to help you feel your best. That's right, man. You got to fight Father Time. Visit fixmylowt.com and book your free T-test right now. For more details on how to take advantage of our 250 for 250 celebration, go to fixmylowt.com. Offer ends July 31. Terms and conditions apply.
The Motivate One Foundation presents A Night with Moses Moody featuring Stephen Curry Friday at the Statehouse Convention Center. Morning Mayhem and The Zone will broadcast on location Friday morning with a preview. That's A Night with Moses Moody featuring Steph Curry Friday at the Statehouse Convention Center, presented by the Motivate One Foundation.
You're listening to Morning Mayhem with Roger Scott, David Basil, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Don't go away.
What's that bulge in his pocket?
All right, it is a 7:50 Central Time, 8:50 Eastern. Day two of SEC Media Days. Great to have Justin Moore back with us. Roger Scott, running the board back in Little Rock, along with Christian Weaver. Alex Golish is about two tables down from us. You know, you think back, what if, you know, our man Trey Schaap, who sits beside us, Raj and Justin, you know, made the announcement that's who the head coach was going to be, and that's what we thought. And sure enough, after, what, 3 weeks? Well, I forget how long the whole transition lasted.
Where would we be if he was the coach?
Was it a week? I can't remember.
It was a Wednesday. And then on Sunday,
he got hired.
The three coaches were hired.
It was a week. I felt like it was a month. Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
Would we feel better or worse if Alex Golish was our head coach? What do you think? Or about the same? I think it'd be about the same.
I agree.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we were excited about him because of
South Florida, the success. I mean, he beat Alabama.
That's right. I think his wife was from Arkansas, and there's some feel good things about that. I remember he was a Broyles Award finalist at Tennessee. Yep. He knew the conference.
Yep. Has Silverfield been a Broyles Award finalist?
No, he was nominated 1 year. But Silverfield, right, is beat all these guys. He's got a winning record against all the guys in that conference that he played. Right.
Yeah, but he hadn't won the conference.
No, he has not won, but he beat them in matchup head to head. Right.
Christian,
you can check that out. But, yeah, that's a good question. I'm watching him. You know, if you're Auburn, do you feel like you know, on paper, do you go, no, Golish is the better coach? I don't know. I mean, it's sort of hard from our position to make that assessment. Or Summerall. Is Summerall the hotter one of them?
I think they're all in the same group. I mean, personally, that's the way I view them.
And they all have the same agent.
Is that right? All of them?
Shocker.
Those three.
Yeah.
Sexton disciple.
Yeah, Summerall seemed to have a little bit more buzz than everybody. Mm-hmm. But, you know, is that right?
Because of what he did at Tulane and the CFP.
So, Justin, he had to pick. Summerall had his choice.
Well, everybody was waiting on Lane.
Yeah. That's right.
Because
Summerall was going to LSU. That's right.
Lane going to go to LSU or Florida?
Or Florida or
that's
staying.
Right. Or staying.
And then
right.
Summerall was in the
pick. Summerall would have gone to LSU.
That's right. He was the next one.
Yeah.
So that's how you can evaluate it, too, is that was the way that was lined up. It looked like at the time Summerall was the – I tell you, the other guy, Justin, that we talked about yesterday, is also a pretty good coach that we looked at, I think, for a second. We said, go ahead, the guy at Oklahoma State that's got the stud quarterback.
Yeah, left from North Texas.
Yeah, that guy, nobody's talking much about them at Oklahoma State. And that kid threw for like 4,000.
North Texas.
I know the quarterback's name is Drew Mestemaker. I can't remember the coach's name.
Like 4,500 yards or something. I mean, it's just unreal. Now, again.
And he was unranked out of high school, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. He's like the quarterback whisperer, remember? He was the guy that also developed who else did he double R? Do you know who I'm talking about? It was the there was another quarterback that he had taken out of.
Eric Morris is the head coach.
Eric Morris. It's maybe the kid who was the number one overall draft pick
that went to Miami. Yeah.
That went to Miami. That then he I think he
Cam
was the one
Ward.
That was,
yeah, I think he yeah, was think, with him with an I, Incarnate Word or something.
That's where. That's it. Yeah. I think so. He was sort of the and he, Trey. He was in the mix.
Yep.
He was in the discussion.
He was.
He was interviewed.
He
if
was.
I'm not mistaken. So
and some Razorback fans were like, we can't have another Morris.
I know. Yeah, so, Justin, you have what? We got five new coaches here this week, six or five? I'm talking about where
you think one or two of them still have a job in 5 years?
Yeah. Ooh, five Probably. Years? I think they'll still have a job, but will they be at their school that they're at right now?
Well, I mean, five years,
I'll say
school.
One keeps their job 5 years.
Yeah, wow. I bet the over-under would be 1.5.
Well, the tough thing is that you're in a tough league. You're playing everybody. It's just, I mean, it's
9 games this year.
So here's the deal, and I mentioned yesterday, Justin. Think about this. all this hype about LSU and Lincoln. You know what their preseason ranking is for them in the SEC, Justin? Sixth. They are sixth. So we've been talking about, you know, the Kiffin's got all this money, got $40 million and this and that, and they are ranked.
He'll be
sixth.
In the hunt every year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't doubt that, but I'm just saying that's how good the league is.
I hate that he's where he is. Oh.
But it's a national title sick or bust in Baton Rouge.
Oh yeah, there's no question
true.
About it.
With
yeah.
what they're paying him, yeah. if he doesn't get them there, how long do you give him? 2-3 years?
Yeah,
if you don't see a progression.
You look at some of the transfer portal people they got. You know, they got the top offensive tackle out of Colorado, the guy that Deion signed out of, you know. I mean, they got the kid from Arizona State, the quarterback. I mean, of course, every school is getting good players, too. So it just, that's what I'm just saying. It's this league is tough. You know, the other one, yesterday we talked about the Heisman front runner. You know who it is? It's back to where it was last year.
Arch Manning.
Arch Manning again. Is it going to be Arch Manning? He quickly dropped out of the Heisman talk last year after about four games. Remember how quickly that faded? That's for two or three games?
Yeah.
So, anyway, it's just it's a very competitive sport right
now. Who's on Double R's radar as the Heisman Trophy winner this year?
If Texas turns out to be as good as they expect, that's usually who you can go as the front runner. For the Heisman, that would be Manning. I mean, winning has to come first. So it's like last year with Mendoza, with Indiana. All of a sudden, Indiana starts this undefeated run, and he becomes the runaway leader.
Yeah.
If Arch Manning and Texas gets off to a hot start and they can maintain it, I mean, but his name is going to give him so much cred just in itself. Now the critics just can't wait though for him to stumble, and of course a lot of people love for Texas to stumble, but that's just the nature of the beast.
It's Dev away, little bro hug
there.
And he said that in Russian too. I couldn't understand the word.
What were you saying to him? Is that Russian?
Yes,
you spoke Russian.
Yes. But you know what is crazy? There's so many good quarterbacks out there. If you look at the number of quarterbacks that are transfer portal and getting paid millions, Justin, do you know how much the word is Trinidad Chambliss is getting paid at Ole Miss? Did you hear that?
$6 million.
I want to say $5 or $6 million.
Six million.
Crazy.
6 million.
Crazy.
Good Lord, have mercy.
Carson Beck made $5 million last year.
I know.
Miami.
I know. All right, if you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. Radio Row is hopping. It is hopping down here.
It wasn't when we got here, but it is now.
Great to have the legend, Double R. Justin, you should see him. He's 165 pounds. He's Roger, he's in fighting weight. I've never seen him so
he's
lean.
He's a fighting Indian, 100... a Poland.
We're talking about
I
you.
Love it. 165 pounds of twisted steel and sex appeal.
All right, don't go away. It's 8 o'clock Central Time.
Coverage of the 2026 SEC Media Days from Tampa, Florida is presented by First Security Bank and brought to you in part by Kaufman by Design West, Blockman Auctions, UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Arkansas Scholarship Lottery, and Bet Saracen.
Accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years.